You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Coming up, we'll talk about the week's biggest state news, including the latest on Wisconsin's U.S. Senate race with two debates and new polling numbers.
First, our next guest is a cook who says she was never taught formally, but got all her training from her mother, who is renowned throughout their West African community for her creative cooking.
Margaret Ellis says she always marveled how her mother could pull together a great meal from nothing. This was especially true during food shortages, which she says were common when she was growing up in the small West African nation of Gambia.
The creative things she learned from her mother helped Ellis to create dishes as varied as creamy shrimp, grilled pepper fish, and peanut butter chicken, all recipes she shares in her new book.
Margaret Ellis joins us now. She's the author of West African Perspective, Recipes Inspired by Gambian Cuisine. Margaret, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, as we heard here in this opening, you learned to cook from your mother. What are some of the most important things that you learned from her that she passed down to you?
She passed down her creativity because my mother, growing up, I'm from a family of eight. And my parents were not rich because my dad was a school teacher earning minimum income, and my mother was a housewife. So she learned to feed eight children, a family of 10. And she also managed my dad and my mom raised other kids in addition to their own eight children. So we had a big family of maybe about 20 people or so living in my house growing up, and she managed to feed them on that income using her creativity.
Yeah, talk about that creativity more. How did she manage, given that some ingredient might be available one day and not the next? How did she improvise to make meals for all those people?
My mother learned some natural preservation techniques. So we watch her when there was a lot of fish, abundance of fish. My mother will take some of the fish, salt it, and dry it. Or she will smoke some and then dry it after smoking it so she can keep it in the pantry and it will stay preserved without any kind of preservatives added. And then when there was scarcity of fish in the market, we didn't eat fresh fish on those days. My mother will go to maybe the fish she had smoked and dried, or just the regular dried fish. She will look around for some beans, look around for some peppers and tomatoes that she dried and pounded. She will combine all the ingredients that are available to her that day to come up with a meal.
So introduce us to West African cuisine, you know, to someone who has never sampled it before. What's it like?
I would say that we like spices because we believe that seasonings, savory seasonings, stimulate the appetite. So we cook with a lot of spices. I would also say that West African cuisine can be heavy in nature because we cook with a lot of ingredients and we like to cook with oil. And we serve, complement our dishes as too. We usually complement it with something like rice or bread. So it can be very heavy if you just think about it or see it for the first time. And that's why I had to do a lot of work in presenting my recipes so they can look lighter and they can look more delicious and delightful.
Talk about the spices a little. What kind of spices do we have to have ready to go if we're going to try some of these recipes?
Some of the regular spices that goes in most of my meals are garlic. We eat a lot of garlic, black pepper, regular cayenne pepper. We do a lot of fresh or habanero peppers. And those are just salt. We love salt. And in the Gambia, growing up and up until this minute, we eat with a lot of Maggi cubes and different kind of cubes to add onto our dishes. And recently, I've been doing some research and found out that those are not so healthy for us. So those will definitely not be appearing in the Volume 2 cookbook.
So you've adapted your recipes a little bit for, you know, to make them healthier. Tell us a little bit about the cooking methods you've been using most often in these recipes, like braising and grilling.
We love to grill and we love to fry. So frying and grilling are really two methods of Gambian cuisine. And that's what I have tried to substitute that with baking or broiling and cooking the same recipe but with some creativity with it. So how can I substitute having to fry dish in deep oil, deep fried in oil, to baking it because that's healthier and it's lighter, but using the same exact ingredients, because those are skills my mother taught me.
We're talking to Margaret Ellis. She's the author of the book West African Perspective, Recipes Inspired by Gambian Cuisine. We've got a couple of her recipes she's shared with us on the Central Time Facebook page. And Margaret, let's look at one of those recipes now. You sent us one for tasty mango chicken. Again, we have shared that. Tell us the story of how you came up with this recipe.
So tasty mango chicken is one of my creations. I grew up, and even today, eating a lot of grilled chicken and grilled fish. So this particular evening, I was expecting some guests, and I wanted to wow them because I have this reputation that I'm very good at cooking. So when I have guests, the bar gets raised. So I grilled the chicken tenderloins with the regular ingredients, and I looked around. I'm like, okay, so usually I'll grill it and make some onions and serve it with lettuce. And then this evening, I'm like, what can I do to make this a special meal? So I opened my pantry, and there was sitting a really round, nice mango that was ripe enough. And if it had stayed another day or so, it may have started to get rotten. So I thought, you know what? Instead of just cooking my onions the same regular way I used to cook them, how about add a new ingredient to my onions? How about add the mangoes, slice it, add it. Mangoes are tropical fruit. I grew up eating it. I eat it still. My kids love it. So I thought I'll add mangoes. And how about a mango gravy instead of an onion gravy?
And what are some of the favorite go-to recipes that you really enjoy cooking and that, are ones you can go to in a pinch?
It would be, I love peanut butter chicken. I had it last week. And I also love the pineapple curry. Mm. That's one of my favorites. Because I grew up eating shrimp, and this is shrimp and curry. And all I did was add some pineapples to spice it up.
We're talking to Margaret Ellis about the creative recipes in her book, West African Perspective, Recipes Inspired by Gambian Cuisine.
And you can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. Have you tried West African food? What do you like about it? Is it part of your family's heritage? What questions do you have for our guest? Do you need some advice? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page. While you're there, find Margaret's recipes for mango chicken, tasty mango chicken. We talked about that a little. We'll also get into some West African rice salad in a bit.
And we'll hear more about West African cooking here on Central Time.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're picking up the conversation about cooking with a West African perspective. We'd like to hear from you. What questions do you have about cooking more creatively or with a West African flair? Have you tried food from West Africa, and what are your favorite dishes? Is this the kind of food you grew up with? Our number is 800-642-1234, or you can post to our Central Time Facebook page.
Margaret Ellis stays with us. Her book is West African Perspective, Recipes Inspired by Gambian Cuisine. We have a couple of those recipes, a mango chicken and a West African rice salad, on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll go to our callers at 800-642-1234. Shane is with us in Beloit. Shane, hi.
Hi there. How are you guys doing?
Good. What did you want to ask about?
So I was just curious. My girlfriend and I are really into cooking and trying new things. So I was just curious, what would be a good dish to start with to really try to explore more West African dishes?
Shane, that's a great question. Margaret, I could use that too. What's a good, maybe easy, hard to mess up recipe we could start with?
That would be hard to... You know, Shane, I would say that season some chicken. Start with seasoning them with, if you have black pepper, some cayenne pepper, vinegar, salt to taste. Go ahead and season it and let it sit for about 3 hours. Season it, grill the chicken, and then make some onion gravy. Are you familiar with making onion gravy, Shay?
I am not.
Okay. Onion gravy is easy to make. Dice the onions. You can use the same spices I just mentioned, black pepper, cayenne pepper, salt to taste, without the vinegar. warm up a little bit of olive oil, just a little bit, don't heat it up, just warm it up. Add the onions in it with all the spices, saute it until the onions get clear. You can add a drop of, water if you want to, or you can just saute it until it gets clear and soft and have it together. And if you would like, if you like your food tasty, I would add a tablespoon of vinegar, if you have rice vinegar or some the white vinegar, rice or white vinegar.
All right, Shane, hope that helps, and bring some by after you make that.
Well, and Deborah, we want to ask you, right before we went to break, we mentioned peanut butter chicken. Can you walk us through peanut butter chicken? Also on our Facebook page, someone asked about that as well.
Yes, that's one of my favorites. So it's seasoned similar to the seasoning methods I just shared. We eat a lot of vinegar. We like seasoning with spices. So vinegar, some black pepper, some cayenne pepper, add some salt. If you have other seasonings like lemon pepper and garlic, always you season it, let it sit for a little bit to marinate. Then what I do is I steam it with just the seasoning, the liquids in the seasoning, just the vinegar. Steam it for about 5 minutes. That's just to get the bones to get it to cook quicker. And then the peanut butter is seasoned with the residue from the steamed chicken. So the chicken gets steamed. When it cools, take it out of the pot. And whatever liquids are remaining in the pot, you warm it up, add the peanut butter in it, just a couple of tablespoons of peanut butter. Melt the peanut butter, add some more spices if you would like cayenne pepper, black pepper, the powder, black pepper and the powdered garlic. Salt to taste. You dip the chicken in the peanut butter, roll it to make sure it's got enough of it, and put it on the grill. This recipe is, the chicken is finished on the grill. So you steam it first, dip it in the peanut butter paste, and then grill it.
Well, that sounds fantastic. I've had great peanut butter chicken before, but I've never known how to make it. I definitely want to try that one. Let's go to another caller at 800-642-1234. Brendan is with us in Madison. Brendan, hi.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Good. What did you want to tell us about?
Well, I lived in the Gambia in West Africa for about 2.5 years in the Peace Corps, so this is all exciting to hear on the radio because I love West African food, and I think it's certainly very accessible and very underappreciated in the United States. I wanted to just mention and see if your guest had any recommendations for making chicken yassa, which is a classic dish from Senegal and the Gambia that has, I always like it with lime and onions, but and chicken or fish. So I just didn't know if you make it or if it's something that you make regularly, if you had any recommendations.
Brendan, thanks. Yassa it was, Margaret? And it sounds like yes indeed, you know something about yassa.
That's very popular. That's very popular. So, Brendan, thank you for calling, but yassa is made two different ways. So sometimes we would grill fish or grill chicken and then make some onions with just the side dish is not cooked. It's raw onions with lemon, some salt, and some pepper. You can eat yassa that way. Spicy. Or when I cook it here at home, what I do is I grill the chicken or the fish just like I did in the past. But this time around, I will saute the onions, season it with the lemon juice and everything, but saute just a little bit. And then pour it over the chicken or the fish, throw it in the oven for about 10 minutes. And that gives it a different taste.
We're talking with Margaret Ellis. She's the author of West African Perspective, Recipes Inspired by Gambian Cuisine. And Margaret, I wanted to ask you about the West African rice salad. You suggested pairing it with the tasty mango chicken. The recipe is also on your website. You know, why this rice salad? What do you love about it?
Well, this was an inspiration from my niece who still lives in the Gambia, and she's a chef. She works for a major hotel in the Gambia. And we grew up eating rice is part of Gambian recipes. Everything almost is the staple food. So most families eat rice at least once, twice, or three times a day. So I grew up eating rice, and most of my dishes are complemented with rice. But this time around, like I mentioned earlier, I was expecting guests and I wanted to wow them. I didn't want them to just give them white rice. They're used to seeing white rice. So I decided, my niece had shared with me that, you know, you can make rice into salad. I said, salad? She gave me different ideas, but this day I decided to try adding some of the ingredients she told me I could add to it. And of course, I had to add my own twist to it. So I added the extra ingredients to make it Margaret's recipe.
So what were the secret ingredients for Margaret's version of this rice salad?
I added the golden raisins and the fresh parsley. Those were my additions.
Mm. I wanted to ask you one thing about your childhood, Margaret. I understand, of course, you had the big extended family, but you started cooking family meals at a very young age. Do you remember what those dishes were, and have any of them made it into your cookbook?
Yes, actually, in the cookbook, we do have a section that's just dedicated to Gambian dishes, both in the lunch and the dinner section. And yes, I started cooking at the age of 8, and I was cooking most of those recipes. I would cook fish pepper soup. My mom had to start me very light and simple, and then transition into the heavier, more complicated recipes. So we started with making some what we call mbahal, and that's, you cook what looks like pepper soup, but then you have to take the fish out of the dish and add the rice into the pot and cook it together. And then that's how she started with the pepper soups and the light dishes like the peanut butter stew. I had to start with that as well. And also what we call Benachin is very famous. It's similar to the other one, the mahal, but the Benachin, you have to fry the fish instead of just cooking it fresh.
I've got to go ahead, Margaret.
So that's how I started light and then transitioned later. By the time I reached age 12, I was cooking everything.
And Margaret, I've got to ask, it sounds like a lot of times you don't really start with the recipe and you go out and find the ingredients and then come back and cook them. Do you often start saying, hey, what's around, what do I have available, what's in season, and then just work out the recipe from there?
Right. That's what we are taught to do. We are taught to look around, scout around the house to see what we have at hand before we head out to the market. Because if you buy anything my mom already has at home, you get in great trouble. So we always start with looking around, what do we have at hand, and that whatever we have available is will be the decision-making tool for what we eat today.
And let's go to another caller at 1-800-642-1234. You know, do you have a question about West African cuisine? Call us 1-800-642-1234. And we're going to go to Keon from Madison. Hi.
Hi. This is a very innovative show, and I congratulate your guest for this initiative. I'm curious to know, I'm from West Africa, I'm from Ivory Coast, and I'm curious to know if your guest does make some other West African countries dishes.
We've got kind of a bad connection. I'm going to jump in, Keon. I gather, Margaret, he's from Ivory Coast, and he's wondering if you cook things from Ivory Coast as well, and he's wondering, as an Ivorian himself, what's the main dish in Gambia he should try out?
Well, I do have a collection of recipes that other West Africans have shared with me. In this cookbook, I included recipes from Senegal. I included a recipe from Ghana. In the volume 2, I would have recipes from Senegal, from Congo, and Ghana and Cameroon. So I haven't had any Ivory Coast recipes yet, but I'm including more West African or African recipes in general.
Margaret, what do you hope that cooks and families take away from your cookbook? What do you want them to really appreciate?
Well, two things. One is that there's a benefit for a mother to teach her child responsibility and cooking skills at a very young age. My mother didn't know she was raising an author. She didn't know she was raising a speaker. She just knew she had a daughter Life was hard, life was difficult, but she did the right thing by raising us and teaching us cooking skills. And she never knew that her, what she taught me at home in the Gambia would ever get to this point, to the United States, and I would ever be speaking about it. So that's one thing, is parents, including children, including families, and that culture of families cooking together and eating together seems to be fading in our society. So I have a passion for bringing back families and bringing back that tradition of cooking at home and encouraging family time. That's definitely one thing.
Do you find yourself... Oh, go ahead.
No, another vision that I have is getting involved with young people myself, because I have a cooking show where I invite moms and daughters. We get to cook together, and then after cooking, we have a sit down, and we're able to talk about family. How can we bridge this gap between parents and children? I have my own children, and they think I'm weird sometimes because I'm born and raised in Africa, raised in a totally different society with different values and mindset. So sometimes it's hard for them to understand me, and so it's better if we are able to sit down to share just challenges and share ideas as parents.
Well, Margaret, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing your recipes with us.
Thank you. I'm so glad you invited me.
We've been talking to Margaret Ellis. She's the author of the book West African Perspective, Recipes Inspired by Gambian Cuisine. We've got two of the recipes she shared with us and talked about today on the Central Time Facebook page, Tasty Mango Chicken and West African Rice Salad. And a great thing that I want to do more of, she's just talking about cooking with kids.
Yes.
I've just started to try to get back on track with doing that lately. Do you do that?
I do. I always try to incorporate my kids into the kitchen as much as possible, whether it's mixing the waffle mix this morning or, you know, mixing and cracking eggs. It's all a great first step.
And one of my daughters is into baking, but just chocolate chip cookies so far, and I've been able to work with her. And I got to say, there's just nothing but upside there. You know,
yeah.
She's learning how to cook stuff, and I get to eat lots of chocolate chip cookies. Again, find those recipes over at the Central Time Facebook page.